Well, a big win for you, obviously. Ideal stuff before the season starts. How pleased are you with that?
No, very pleased. Another clean sheet, which is massive for us in this pre-season. I believe that's our fourth. And we was a little bit more ruthless in front of goal, which we've probably not had that cutting edge because of the personnel we've been playing against. But now very happy from today.
And that's the ideal way to finish, presumably, before the season starts, with a kind of morale-boosting win.
No, 100%, yeah. I said to the boys, well done. Capped a nice pre-season. I felt that we've worked hard. I felt that we've looked sharp at times. I think we look fit. It's just that now the hard work starts and we've got a full week ready for go for Forest Green.
And obviously shared the goals around, as we mentioned. How important is that? Because everybody needs to take responsibility this year, don't they?
100%. Obviously, last year we didn't get someone that went and done a Liang goal for us like they did previously. So even get the wide men to dip in, the two forwards to get their fair share, and then hopefully you get some numbers across the board from your back four and your two midfielders, then you're looking good.
What was the difference in terms of being more clinical? Is that something you've kind of worked on, or was it just the way it kind of fell for your side today?
I'd be lying if I said we didn't work on it. We have worked on final third in terms of when we land on the ball. I felt that it's probably been tough for us because of the personnel we play against. You don't really get to utilise the ball as much as you probably want to do in pre-season, but the back end of pre-season with St Albans, Stevenage and today Hemel, we have worked a little bit more up the top end of the park and crossing lanes and where we're putting the ball in and where they're getting their runs. So now loads better.
And you've kept a similar kind of 11 for the last couple of games. Obviously, Daniel Iheanacho was missing with an injury today. Are you close to knowing, or do you know what that 11 will be to start next weekend against Forest Green Rovers?
I'm close to knowing, yeah. Obviously, we have kept the same 11, quite similar. Woody's coming back from an injury, so that's probably forced my hand slightly. AJ can't actually play against Forest Green on the first day, so again, that forces my hand. You look at what quality he possesses when he comes on the park, but yeah, I think people are giving me food for thought. Kenny Davis has certainly come to the table in the last two. I felt that Connor Clifford's previous today, probably his best football he's played. But there's competition all over the board, which has been very positive. And yeah, we've got a full week to work on bits, and hopefully we have a bright start come Saturday.
One decision you've had to make is the captaincy. Mark Ricketts has done it in the last two or three games, but there have been other candidates too. Is that something you're settled on now, or be making that decision before the Forest Green game?
The captain and the club captain will be announced this week. Mark Ricketts didn't skip it aside on Tuesday, so it was Joe De Vera. But in terms of Mark, he's a leader. Kenny Davis is a leader. Payne is a leader. Joe De Vera is a leader. People that like that in your team now across the board, where last year we didn't really have many men or leaders in the team. So no, I expect whoever is given the captain's job and the club captain's job, I expect other people that maybe that probably felt that they may have deserved it, that haven't got the role, to still come to the table, still lead the team and collectively together pull the squad together.
And Anthony Jeffrey came back into the side today after injury. How pleasing was it to see him back and exactly what he can do in that performance?
I would have liked to see him earlier, but I've been listening to my physio and I have to give her the respect. There was a 9-week programme post-op and she was very strict on that, and I'm glad, because obviously the idea is for him to play a full season. His pace is something that we have it in Bruno, but he has blistering pace and he turns defence to attack and he travels with the ball very well. And you look at his finish today, great finish in the corner. But now he's a positive to have him involved in the squad.
And finally, Daniel Iheanacho missed out after getting that injury at the end of the game on Tuesday. How's he doing?
I've been given a time frame for Daniel, so he'll be in with Megan for the next foreseeable future, possibly 2 to 3 weeks with Daniel. But I felt that, like you said before, excuse me, that we've got depth in our squad now, and you look at the three midfielders that started the game and then Connor comes on, it's positive.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Luke.